Welcome to Local Gov Matters, the podcast that talks about the latest issues facing Wisconsin. In this podcast, we discuss what's happening at the state capitol and in counties around the state. You'll hear from state elected officials, county leaders, and other experts and advocates. We'll provide the local impact of state legislation and insights into how county government works and how it impacts you. It's the background, the stories, and even some insider baseball that will help you frame the issues and make it worth your listen. So whether you're sitting at your desk, driving in your car, or enjoying your morning coffee, we're thrilled you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome to Local Gov Matters. I'm Michelle Gormican-Thompson.
And I am Mark O'Connell.
Mark, today we've got some guests in the studio, two legislative leaders who have spearheaded what could be described as a most important piece of legislation in generations here in Wisconsin.
The legislation we're going to talk about today is truly transformational. This is going to set Wisconsin, I would say, apart from every other state in the country. It's innovative, it's creative, it ties local government to our state's economy. It is, quite frankly, the word genius should not be tossed around lightly, but when it comes to this legislation, genius is the right word.
So our guests today are here to discuss AB 245, the bill and now law, take an inside look at the process. We're going to talk about the important players and what the passage of the bill means for our local governments, our citizens, and the future of our state. Please welcome to the WCA studio, Wisconsin State Senator Mary Felskowski and Wisconsin State Representative Tony Kurtz.
Well, Senator and Representative, thanks for coming to the WCA studios. So appreciate you taking time out. And we have seen a lot of you in the past several months. And you two, along with others, no doubt about it, but you two are responsible for what I just described as genius legislation. So number one, thank you. But let's talk about how did this thing get started? I mean, this is a giant piece of legislation that has a lot of moving parts. And it required a lot of people, a lot of input, a lot of activity, a lot of cajoling and arm twisting and convincing and explaining. How did this all come about? Senator, let's start with you.
So last year, I was not up for re-election because the Senate runs, you know, we have four-year terms. So I had been out working with a lot of local units of government and talking to a lot of constituents. And the number one thing I heard was, we're struggling. We can't. We have to pull from our road funding in order to fund our EMS. We're not able to meet, you know, our goals. We're not able to meet our mandates from the state. We've just ran out of money with the inflationary pressures, the cost of fuel and everything. You know, local units of government were doing a good job spending the dollars we gave them, but they just weren't. We didn't give them enough to actually meet the needs of the economy right now. So I had reached out to the Towns Association, the League of Municipalities, and the Counties Association, and I'm like, what do we do here? How do we, you know, solve this not just every 2 years when we do the budget, but how do we solve this and, you know, come up with a solution for this long term? And that's basically where it started. So I started working with the local units of government. Tony called me and said, hey, I heard you're working on something. Do you want to work together? I'm like, absolutely. So that's kind of where this fledgling project started. And then, you know, we started rolling with it. And the local units of government, all the associations stuck together on it, kind of helped us come up with some answers on it, where we should be going, and got a life of its own. And here we are today.
Representative, what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate Mary being here as well, because really this started last summer. And I give a lot of kudos to the Wisconsin Counties Association, because I reached out to you all, because I have a county that's in pretty financial dire straits. And, you know, obviously the shared revenue conversation came up, and I asked one of your representatives, anybody working on this? And they said, well, Senator Fiskowski's reached out to us. So I literally, I pulled over the side of the road. I called Mary and I said, you know, hey, you need somebody in the assembly. And she goes, yeah. So that's truly how it started. So it's been very collaborative. Yes, there's been times that it's been very rough conversations, but at the end of the day, we got a great product done. And I want to give such, you know, hats off to Senator Fiskowski and her tenacity to really get this started. I mean, to be very honest with you. So
the two of you have a reputation in the legislature of being very persuasive. And the word leader is often tossed about when your names are in the sentence. Had you two worked on legislation before? I mean, during the course of this adventure, you two were hand in hand and worked so well together. Is this something new or
I think we worked on some small things, but nothing of this magnitude. But you know what, Mark, I will say this. When you find an issue that you know you're on the right side of, right? And you go back into your districts, and your districts are, it's a nonpartisan issue. So if you've got a Democratic mayor, it doesn't matter. You got a Republican. This was nonpartisan, and everybody's like, it's about time. So you can be strong on an issue when you know what you're doing is the right thing. Would you agree, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. Completely agree. That people put partisan aside because, to Mary's point, this had to be done. It was something that was should have been done, obviously, 2 decades ago. And I also want to give, you know, we are only, just like you, Mark, no offense, you're only as good as your staff.
Right.
And Mary and I have both tremendous staff that really, behind the scenes, you know, we get the credit. But our staff truly did a fantastic job.
That's totally true. And we leaned on other offices. So from day one, in the Senate, the Majority Leader's office was very involved on this. And their staff worked with us. We leaned on Howard Markline's staff. You know, some of his upper-level staff had been in agencies and had insight that was so invaluable. It was absolutely unbelievable. So my staff, Colin and Chris, a lot of long hours when I was back home in the district doing what you do as a district, and they're calling me, and there was light hours, there was Saturdays. It was a team effort here.
That's an interesting take. We have Senator Mary Felskowski from the northern part of the state and Representative Tony Kurtz from the southwest part of the state. When you mentioned bipartisan or maybe nonpartisan, because in the shared revenue formula, it's the state sharing state dollars with locals, but it's every single local in the state, every single town, every municipality, every county, and we have Democrat, Republican, in between, extreme, in the middle. Everyone got something here. I mean, it's kind of unique in these times. I mean, I guess it's no secret. The legislature and the governor are not often going to dinner together. So how do we make this happen?
I think it was a perfect storm, right? So we had a very healthy state budget this time. So there was money to get this done. We did a lot of things. We cut taxes inside of the bill. We got rid of the personal property tax. You know, we gave extremely healthy increases, inflationary uppers to the towns, to the munis, to the counties. It was just the right time to get it done. And I think as legislators, the towns association, the League of Municipalities, the counties associations, they did their groundwork too in their grassroots by really talking to legislators across the state. And, you know, you say, where did this come from? I think the big catalyst for me, I represent 12 counties in northern eastern Wisconsin. Some of them are very poor counties. They're doing very well. But it was the not being able to provide EMS anymore. You know, we just can't fund it anymore. We don't know what we're going to do. That's scary. And in the United States of America, in a state like Wisconsin, who financially is doing very well, if we can't, as a state, provide EMS to our people, we've got issues. So I think for me, that was the real catalyst to get going on this. Then the other factors, as you became aware, were important. And I know southwestern Wisconsin, there's some areas that are struggling with EMS and other issues also.
Yep, absolutely. And let's be honest, this should have been done several decades ago.
Right.
And to Mary's point, our locals can only go so far. And the inflationary pressures we've had over the last 3 years, I mean, all your listeners understand those pressures, especially at local government. But yet, you know, this frozen formula that we had with shared revenue, and then, let's be honest, some cuts over the years due to budgetary constraints. To Mary's point, we have a hard time going back to our districts and saying, oh, we got a $7 billion surplus, but yet you're not sharing that with us at the local level. And that's where I'm very proud of the work that we did and everybody did to get to this, where now your locals are kind of tied to Wisconsin's economy. So we should all, and I know we're going to get to that, we should all want Wisconsin's economy to thrive, because guess what? If it thrives, our locals are going to thrive. And I think that's one of the key things. And I know you, Mark, have really hit on that. But one thing I know Mary and I try to do is we emphasize that when we go out, because that is not getting the coverage and the play that, in my humble opinion, deserves.
I agree 100%. Tony, I think that's the part of the bill that we don't talk about enough and we don't emphasize enough, is this is tied to local business success. It's tied to statewide business success. The better business does, the better you individuals do in their businesses, the more tourism that we have, everything, the better local units of government do.
And you think about it. So the state's, you know, earn the right to do the NFL draft. Okay, well, I know that's going to be in Green Bay. How does that affect me in Waniwak, Wisconsin? Well, if you think about the economic impact they're talking about, what I believe it's like $94 million or something like that. We should all want those type of activities. We should want the Dells to do well because, once again, they're bringing people from all over the Midwest. And so, I to Mary's point, like I said, this is something that we need to really emphasize.
You know, that I guess two parts of the bill. I referred to the bill earlier as genius, and we're talking with Senator Mary Falskowski of the Wisconsin State Senate and Representative Tony Kurtz from the Wisconsin Assembly regarding the shared revenue legislation. I referred to the legislation earlier as genius, and I think two of the elements, one element that people focus on is the significant bump in revenue you provided right now, today. Mm-hmm. But two of the items that aren't really talked about, one is that that increase is going to be, we're going to get an increase every year, and that relates to the second point, and you just touched upon it, which I think is really the magic of this legislation and what makes it so unique in the nation. As our state's economy does well, so too do we do well as local units of government. And Representative, you just mentioned it. Wherever you are in the state, you want the other corner of the state to be successful. Because you will share in that. Mm-hmm. And that we don't, and Senator, you've talked about it as well, we don't really focus on that. But isn't that really the genius of this? Isn't that just the magic in this legislation?
Yeah, I think if, you know, what's the saying, all tides lift all boats or something. But that's the thing. If I understand Milwaukee, you know, my district, Mary's district, we have nothing to do with Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, Milwaukee is an important economic driver for our state. If it fails, this is another piece of this legislation. These are all things that I think help the entire state. And one thing Mary and I have to look at, especially being on the Joint Finance Committee, is, yes, we have to protect our areas. We have to do things that are good for our areas. But we also have to do things that are good for the state long term, fiscally be responsible. And I think this bill fits all that. Now, when you talk about genius, let's be honest. You know, Towns Association, League of Municipalities, you guys were all at the table from the very beginning.
Yep.
So, you know, when you talk about genius, you know, maybe I'm a little humble here, but you guys obviously played a huge part in this too. And you guys need to get a lot of credit for that as well.
So. You know, that's the one thing, and you and I have talked about this. Normally, the three associations, they come to the legislature, they're competing for dollars. So, you know, it's they're more adverse to each other than, you know, working together. But one of the conversations we had early on with the groups is everybody's got to work together on this one, because if somebody breaks ranks, the wheels were coming off this, you know, and you didn't. And you sat down, and I know all three groups compromised. You know, probably everybody would have liked to have it tweaked a little bit more in their favor, but you guys held ranks. You worked together. Nobody broke. It's pretty impressive, Mark. So thank you for the kudos you're giving us, but I want to give that back to the three associations too. And I think we would be also remiss if we didn't say thank you to Forward Analytics, Tony, because
absolutely,
you guys ran scenario after scenario and idea after idea, and you'd get them to us in like hours. It was amazing.
We are talking with Senator Mary Falskowski and Representative Tony Kurtz, and you had just mentioned Forward Analytics. We're going to take a quick break. Michelle, take us into the break, and then let's talk a little bit more about Forward Analytics.
Absolutely. This is Local Gov Matters, a podcast of the Wisconsin Counties Association. We're sitting down today with State Senator Mary Falskowski, Representative Tony Kurtz. Please stay with us, and when we return, we're going to discuss what this bill means for counties in our state and the legacy of this important legislation.
The Wisconsin Counties Association represents Wisconsin's 72 counties at both the state and federal level. Learn more about how counties impact your community at wicounties.org.
Welcome back to Local Gov Matters, the podcast of the Wisconsin Counties Association. We are sitting down today with Senator Mary Felskowski, Representative Tony Kurtz, talking about AB 245.
And I am Mark O'Connell of the Wisconsin Counties Association, along with my colleague, Michelle Thompson. Right before the break, we referenced Forward Analytics. This is the premier think tank data analytics policy thinker group in the state, led by the incredible Dale Knapp and his cohort, Kevin Dosboy. We have the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, a group of really smart people that know the numbers inside and out. But in this legislation, you enlisted the services of this outside entity, Forward Analytics. Why? What did they have to offer that the Fiscal Bureau maybe didn't?
Go ahead. I do think the Fiscal Bureau is one of the most amazing institutions to help legislators. I will never be able to say enough about the Fiscal Bureau. But I think in this case, not only did Forward Analytics, you know, they have the same tools, they have the idea, but they also are part of the county. So they understand more of the, you know, the roles of counties, the struggles and local units of government, where I don't want to ever take anything away from Fiscal Bureau, but I think their expertise came into play with just the background and the additional knowledge and being housed with you and, you know, having those conversations. So you, the Counties Association, and knowing the challenges that are out there, how, you know, what counties and munis and everything going together. So I think they just had the added knowledge that really helped us with this.
Well, and I would agree. And once again, you have to think about the Fiscal Bureau works for the entire legislature. And so, you know, not only were they working and assisting with this, but they were also working on, you know, tax cuts. They were working on, you know, what is the...
Right in the middle of the budget.
Yeah, right in the middle of what's the pension program look for Milwaukee. And so we're Dale and Kevin. I mean, there was a couple weekends on a Sunday. I mean, I called Kevin. And the thing is, and to Mary's point, I don't want to de-emphasize Fiscal Bureau, but once again, they're working for everybody, where we kind of thought Dale and Kevin was kind of at our disposal, I hate to say it, and they would probably agree, because I could call them early. Like I said, it was early Sunday morning, and I had the answer within a couple hours.
So. Well, to be clear, Forward Analytics turned over everything that they had to the Fiscal Bureau to make sure that it was proper and correct, and that the formulas were understood properly. And I think Forward Analytics and the Fiscal Bureau went back and forth a lot of times to make sure that it was proper and correct and right. There was nothing untoward going on at all. It was simply more resources to engage in this legislative activity.
You know, Mark, I just want to add something there. You know, we talk about, you know, Tony and I are getting all the credit for this, but as we sit here and have this conversation, think about all the people, you know, in the building, out of the building, all the players that really worked to make this happen. It was pretty impressive.
Was there ever a moment when you thought, this isn't going to happen? I mean, it's dead.
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
Oh, no. Really?
I knew that we were having some challenges on this, let me be really honest. And you know, I think more of it, I never doubted that something around shared revenue was going to happen. But I will say that when the Milwaukee pension became part of the bill, that's when things got a little bit more challenging.
So, okay, let's talk about that just for a moment. So the Milwaukee is a big part of this bill. And I don't think it's too much to say, Milwaukee City and County pensions are challenging, and the city and the county have some big challenges with these pensions.
Absolutely,
they needed. I've been asking for state help. Without this legislation, I'm not so sure that that help would have come. I would say this vehicle was probably the only way that the pension system or city and county were going to get helped in this. With their pensions. Is that fair to say?
Oh, I think it's very fair.
It's very fair to say. So we got a call from leadership after we were very in-depth working on this, and they said, oh, by the way, the Milwaukee pension piece is going to be a part of this bill. And then I think Tony and I learned a lot about pensions that we never thought we would have to learn about, nor did I think we really needed to know about. But
actuary studies and the whole nine.
And a soft close. And there again, I want to point out that the city and the county, Milwaukee, they came to the table. And I think there was some political ramifications for them for doing that and coming to, you know, the Republican legislature and stuff. And they held tight and they worked. And that's when I say it was a perfect storm, all factors came together, all groups came together, because there's a lot at stake right now.
In any particular adventure, there's a lot of parties and players that help accomplish a goal or a task or an objective. But there's always a leader. There's someone at the top. And in this legislation, it is the two of you. So what do you think your legacy might be in regard to this shared revenue legislation?
I'll let you cover
it. I guess I don't think about that. I just want to try to help. The bottom line, I want to just try to help my community. And in doing so, which I think we have helped our communities, I think we've helped the state as a whole. And I do look at the Milwaukee piece, I am proud about that, because Milwaukee, and I think about those pensioners. I mean, there was, unfortunately, there are some that truly did not care if Milwaukee went bankrupt. And that's saying one thing, but they don't understand, okay, you let them go bankrupt, there's all these pensioners or people that are waiting for this pension that could literally get, I'm going to say, screwed. They really could. And that was something that personally bothered me. And I'm very thankful that we've given, you know, the tools to Milwaukee and the county to fix that. And one other thing, all new hires, that pension's going to be closed out. All new hires coming into the world premier Wisconsin retirement system. I think long-term, once again, that I don't need kudos and all that stuff. It's just knowing that our state is set up, in my humble opinion, for future success.
I agree 100% with Tony. You know, what surprised me of our colleagues that were okay with bankruptcy, right? I grew up with a very conservative, fiscally conservative German father. You pay your bills, right? You make a commitment, you pay your bills, you get a second job, you do what it takes, you live within your means. So for us to say, okay, Milwaukee, you made all these promises to people. And keep in mind, and I don't think a lot of people know this, fire and EMS, most of those guys don't have Social Security. So this is it. You know, this is a one-stop deal for them. So you committed to spending 20, 30 years, whatever it is, working in a very dangerous, you know, as a police officer in Milwaukee. And now this pension that we told you were going to have, that you paid into, and that was part of the promise for you to do this job, we're going to give you 30 cents or 40 cents on the dollar. Good luck. Who is okay with that? Now, some people say that their pensions are to this or they're to that. Not the issue here. That's what they were promised. You promised that to them. They went to work 20, 30 years, and now you're going to pull that rug out from underneath them? Should we do that to our military? People would be outraged. Why is that okay? The other part that I'm proud of this, and I don't think we talk about it enough, no dollars from the 12th Senate District is helping Milwaukee. We gave Milwaukee the tools to help itself. We didn't put state dollars into this. And I think that needs to be emphasized for a lot of people. So a legacy, again, you know, we're going to talk about all the people that added to this piece of legislation. This would not have happened without Speaker Voss. It would not have happened without Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux. In the Senate, we had some Democratic senators step up and make this happen. I know some Democrats in the Assembly voted for it. And we cannot discount Governor Tony Evers coming in and working with our leadership and getting this done. So legacy, I don't know. I think Wisconsin's a better place.
We have been talking with Senator Mary Falskowski and Representative Tony Kurtz about, as the authors and creators of innovative, creative, genius legislation, transformative, once-in-a-generation, maybe once-in-a-multiple-generation legislation. And I think to sum it up, I would agree. I think you may not want to talk about your legacy, but your legacy will be you are leaving Wisconsin in a very, very good place. Every community, every corner of this state.
I will tell you, of all the legislation that I have worked on, I think this is the one I'm pretty much the most proud of.
Absolutely.
So this legislation is truly a model across the nation. Why do you think Wisconsin, once again, is a model for innovative legislation that is going to impact so many people for generations to come?
Yeah, why is it we're always at the forefront? Why, we have smarter people than the rest of the country? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I think Tony and I could say it's all that clean rural living that we do, right?
I just think it's because I think at the end of the day, first of all, let's be honest. You know, we talked about the county association and the towns. We do have great organizations that are truly in touch with their members. And something Mary said earlier about, you know, you guys all came together, but you also kept a lot of your, let's be honest, some of your members together that perhaps weren't crazy about some of the processes. So I just think we're very innovative. I think we're, you know, good Midwest, get to work, let's get something done. And I think that's the mentality we took. I know that's the mentality we took. And I think that's just our values in the state.
Absolutely. And why is Wisconsin a leader? I don't know. You know, I guess I didn't realize until I got elected all the things that Wisconsin was in the first stuff, you know, and there are. You know, we started the work comp system. We started a whole lot of things that now are models throughout the state. And again, I don't want to discount everybody that played a role in this, you know, and right down to all the townspeople that contacted their local officials, the mayors that reached out. You know, it wasn't just what happened inside the building across the street. It was what happened at a grassroots level. And, you know, when times get a little desperate, people get creative. And I think this was a point where it was desperation.
I talked to my colleagues all over the country, and I think one thing that is different about Wisconsin, we have our state elected leaders, the two of you and your colleagues in the legislature, that are very open to ideas. There is not a, you don't come into the office saying, I've got all the answers and I got elected to implement them. You get elected to represent, and you take that so seriously that when we, as lobbyists or counties, cities, towns, villages, school districts, anyone, come to you with an idea, you say, well, explain that to me. What's the challenge you're trying to address, and what are your options to address that? Let me think about that. There's such an openness, and it isn't with every office. It's certainly with your two offices and your staff, just unbelievable, top-notch, off the charts, great. I think that's what's different, and not every state has that. I think maybe, is it Wisconsin humbleness? Midwest nice? What is it?
I think it could be Midwest nice, but also I'm an insurance agent. What do I know about local government, right?
Well, so, you know a lot now.
I do now. Yeah. I know a lot about Milwaukee's pension system too. But you know, I don't know if it's being humble, but it's the quest for knowledge. So if you have a problem, maybe it's I'm a Libra, Mark. I like to fix things. You know, I want everybody happy. I don't know. But it's like, give me that. Let's find a solution. And I love where I live. And I want it better. And I want Northern Wisconsin and the life and the opportunity to be there for my kids, hopefully my grandkids and everybody else, right? So I think we all inherently want that. You always want better for your kids. Well, that kind of carries over in you want your state to be better. And I'm so proud of Wisconsin. I want that to go on for generations. Does that?
Oh, no, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. I mean, we to her point, we want our kids to do well. I want my neighbors to do well.
Right.
I want Mary's area to do well. Yeah. I want the state to do well. And it's truly, I guess it's from my military background, it's a team effort. And if the team does well, we're all going to do well. And I think that's the mentality that we took, because it really was. I mean, there's so many people we could thank along the way that got this along the finish line to be Act 12. And like you said, generational.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Local Gov Matters. Thank you so much, State Senator Mary Felskowski, Representative Tony Kurtz, for your time today, your leadership, and your commitment to counties and to all of our state. As always, find Local Gov Matters on your favorite podcast streaming service, from Apple Music to Spotify to Podbean to Stitcher. You can also link to the podcast from our WCA website at wicounties.org. And as always, we encourage you to contact us with any topics or guests you'd like to see. Thank you for your time today, and we will catch you next time on
Local Gov Matters.